So I have a mailbox full of stuff. I have so many slots open on my computer. I'm gonna have to remember what everything is. I have a sea of E's for Explorer. By the way, I personally prefer Opera, Safari, and oh gosh, what's the other one from the school? Anyway, there's another one. Oh, Firefox. But hey, you take what you can get on the computer that you're using while you're filling in on the radio. Gosh, I'm glad to have you aboard. Be back. I missed you yesterday. There was so much to talk about. So I did get caught up with my chores, though, and my gardening, and I'm right ready to go. I am wearing my chacos. I am wearing my Chaco sandals so that we can talk coherently and wonderfully well grounded about Walmart, their travesty, about ExxonMobil's record billions of dollar profits and what that means to you and Colorado families. We'll talk about that. Thanks to the Obama campaign for sending a study about that along to us, those of us in the media. And thanks to the person who passed it on to me. And I'm really wonderfully glad to talk to you. And I have a listener who's been my correspondent in Denver, Greg O, has sent along several juicy tidbits about Walmart. We also got some stuff ready to go about the Hilton family. Guess who's supporting McCain? And they're not happy their daughter's been painted as a stand-up stone-cold dope. Just when Paris thought it was safe to stick her and her chihuahua's nose out in public, boom, the McCain campaign. Now, if Moses complains, we'll know it's a trifecta, and you'll understand that remark coming up in the show. Richard Ashton and I have a great show for you planned today. We're going to talk in depth, but first, let me just say the reason I'm wearing Chacos, and I have to tell you something. If you're looking for something to beat this 100-degree heat, these sandals are air conditioned. You can walk in cold Colorado streams in them, and especially if you get their Diamond Stealth soles. I have Eunice Weep. But I'd heard about Chacos for years, never bought them. It took me a while to figure out how to slide them around to fit. Man, my feet are in heaven. I'll tell you, they're just like when you're a little kid and you wore things and you never wanted to take them off. I sort of have to be convinced to put on my sneakers. I walked around a lake today with my dog and I was like, but I don't want to wear my sneakers. I want to wear my Chacos. But I opted for sneakers because we were walking such a long way. But anyway, they are just fabulous. They are a Colorado product, Colorado made, Paonia, Colorado. They're fabulous. They've been written up. God, these fit. They are so comfortable. Now, are they, sexy? Well, it depends on your definition of sexy. Me personally, I think wraparound toe loops are cool. They keep your foot locked in the footbed. It's pull through. Oh man, strap. It's just I'm reading about my shoe and I'm loving it. And my little size 7 feet are absolutely happy. Did you know that your feet grow? My feet used to be 5 and a halfs. Now they're 7. How did that happen? Anyway, 303-713-7600. I should be glad I'm not my father. He ended up a size 14. Then I'd be called Clementine. 303-713-7600. Can you tell it's Friday? Okay, we have a lot to talk about. Let's start with oil prices and let's go to Walmart. Walmart, by the way, is warning their people there could be a Democratic win. Oh dear. But today in my mailbox divulged this wonderful story, which is not wonderful because it stinks and it's horrible. But thanks to Matt Chandler, who is the press secretary for Obama for America in Colorado, they did a story. A version of ExxonMobil, nearly $12 million over the last 3 months. What's the price for Colorado families? Well, hold on to your wallets. While ExxonMobil is making $11.68 billion in quarterly profits, that's billion more, the largest quarterly profit by any corporation in U.S. history. You heard me correctly. More than any other quarterly profit by any corporation in U.S. history. And think back to the robber barons. That's saying something, you know what I mean? That's like, wow. Shatters previous record, which was also set, as it so happened, by ExxonMobil. Shell also reported $11.56 billion profits, Chevron $5.98. Now, here's the thing. These come at a time when Coloradans have been paying more than $4 a gallon at the pump. Now, the oil profits in the last 3 months were $30.6 billion higher than they were during the same period in 2001 when George W. Bush took office. Colorado families are now spending more than $601 more. This is based on two drivers in the household. $601 more in gasoline over the last 3 months, April through June 2008, than when Bush took office in April and June 2001. Since Bush took office, Colorado families have seen their incomes drop by $783 in inflation-adjusted dollars. This is, by the way, data from the U.S. Census Bureau comparing 2000 and 2006, which is the most recent year in the data. So you know it's worse. You know it's worse than $783. But despite the $444 billion in profits, under John McCain's new plan, the five largest oil companies would get $4 billion. You heard me correctly, because they need those tax breaks so, so badly. $4 billion. Now contrast and compare with Barack Obama. You say there's no difference? He would impose windfall profits tax on oil companies to recoup from some of what our hardworking families have overpaid. He would also seek to invest in solutions that would bring meaningful relief to American families, and that includes investing in green technologies, creating jobs for the people that will last longer than any oil rig dig job can ever last. You ask me, all week you've been asking me, and good, put my Choco toes to the fire. Put them out there. But you've asked me, what's the difference between John McCain and Barack Obama? Especially those of you who are thinking about voting for an alternative that's more progressive. Please, 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 please. $783 have walked their way out of your pocket. $601 more on gasoline than you were paying in 2001. Okay, in May, we were paying $1.79 per gallon. 7 years later, in 2008, you're paying $3.71, and it's now gone over $4, an increase of 107%. Now, I have how much the oil CEO companies are making. You know, everybody's been challenging Obama. Hey, come after Bush. Go after Bush. I heard Rachel Maddow do it the other day. Go after Bush. Go after Bush. Don't be letting this be a race about you. Good. Let's go after Bush, shall we? Let's go after Bush every single day from now for the 96 days that are left until this election. Every single day, contrast and compare Barack Obama and the McCain-Bush, McShane-Bush regimes. Please do. You know, John McCain sold out the second he wrapped his arms around George Bush and said, I forgive you for sullying my family's name and throwing my daughter into the dirt. I don't mind. I'm so ambitious. I absolutely have to put up with it in order to eat dirt so that I can be your friend, so I can be president one day. No, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. 303-713-7600. Senator McCain has also argued, let me ask you this question. You better off now than you were 8 years ago? You better off now than you were 8 years ago? You feeling better in the wallet? Have you shopped for groceries lately? It's like if I could load my car with milk, I'd think about it, except that's what now? And up here, organic milk, because that's what I buy, because I can't have I'm allergic to every antibiotic on the planet, pretty much. So I have to watch him, because sometimes antibiotics can make it into milk. So I get organic milk, and it's like, what? I mean, some places it's $5.89 a gallon, $6. $6. So, you know, and I drink a lot of milk. So I buy mine at Costco, actually, and I pay $5.80-something, I think, the last time for 2 gallons. Much better. My Costco membership makes me money every single time. So there's no need to go to Walmart either. There are choices. And you don't want to be going to Walmart because, according to Greg O, here's what they're up to. They are basically saying, hey, psst, tell our guys, we got to pass the word down the line. Get our superintendents. Get everybody. Go after them. Say, you know, we can't have this. We can't have Barack Obama president of the United States. We can't have that. We might actually have to pay taxes. We might actually have, we might actually have unions. Oh, no, we can't have that. So Walmart, according to the Huffington Post and the Wall Street Journal, has been warning their listeners, Look out, mobilize your store managers and department supervisors, as if they aren't telling you to work all day without a break, without a lunch break, without taking a break, without eating, without, you know, putting in for overtime, As if that weren't badly enough, they have engendered, by the way, more than 40 lawsuits in, no, I think it's 80 lawsuits in 41 states was the statistic I heard a union head spout today. But anyway, they would likely change federal law to make it easier for workers to unionize company. Ooh, horrors. We might go back. We might get a 35-hour work week. We might be able to sanely do something new to change our country for the better. We might be able to make agreements with unions to, say, work with management while they retooled auto companies to make green companies. Ooh, it might lead to money that they could make instead of propping up China's economy rather than ours. Ooh. The working class in this country created this country. That's why I frequently quote Mother Jones. Pray for the dead, fight like hell for the living. And the only good news out of Iraq today, basically, is the least amount of casualties in the month of July, since the war started 5 1/4 years ago. So at least there's some good news. And this is one liberal you will hear actually be very, very grateful that less troops are dying. Surge Schmerge. It also has to do with the Sunnis making peace with each other. But let's face it, that's good news any day of the week for our troops. It's 4:17. I'm fired up, ready to go. How about you? 303-713-7600. What a crime. What a crock. Bush administration, I mean, they want us to compare and contrast McCain and Barack Obama. I say go for it every single day. 303-713-7600. This is Mario's show. I think Scott Boylan's coming up with traffic next. Hi, this is Aaron Hart filling in for Mario on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good afternoon. It's hot, 100 degrees. Man, I told my nephew, I said, you know, if I come down and visit you, you guys are going to have to fix my air conditioning because it's too hot. It's okay. It's, you know, I love the dry heat. If you got to have heat, dry heat's better than the alternative, I got to tell you. But it's really hot out there, so be careful. If you start feeling, you know, flush, faint, go drink water, sip it all day slowly. Tepid water, I think, is better. But, you know, make sure that you stay. Don't drink a lot of pop and stuff like that because that can leach it out of your system. Not a lot of iced coffee either because that can dehydrate you. And what other tips do I have? Just be careful out there, would you? And come on into the, you know, it's Friday. Go home. You know, kick back. Turn on your fans. Well, the most ecologically way to do it, turn on your fans and tune in. Give me a call, 303-713-7600. We'll get hot under the collar about politics, of course. But, hey, that's what fans are for. And, you know, Walmart stores are the meter. They took them to meetings and they said, you know, if a Democrat gets in, you'll have to unionize and you won't get anything for your money and you'll have to go on strike without compensation. It's like, well, now I work for free. So what the heck would be the difference is what I would say. This is why I'm not working for Walmart. But anyway, on Walmart, the meeting later said, I'm not going to tell you how to vote, but if the Democrats win, this bill will pass and you won't have a vote on whether you want a union. And he says that I'm not a stupid person. They're telling me how to vote. Yeah, exactly. Nuh-uh. And also, ExxonMobil, obscene number of profits. And now they want $4 billion more in tax breaks from John McCain. Heck no, we won't go. Ken in Denver, welcome, and thank you for joining on the Mario Show on AM 760. Progressive.
Hi, how you doing, ma'am? Hey,
pretty
how
well,
you doing?
Sir. How you doing?
Yeah, I told Jay that I would call you up because I know you're going to take over for him on Monday.
Yes,
but,
I am.
The one thing that, you know, that we need to really get a control of and to stop Walmart, to stop all these other companies from doing what they need to do is from day one he needs to go after the State Department. And I'll tell you why. The State Department controls companies' names. They control your travel. They control trade. They control commerce. They control just about, they control labor. They control just about everything. You can't get nothing done without them. You can't get, and I would have loved to have told Randy Rhoads that, you know, what's going on? And the reason why it is, I spent 9 years inside the United States government. And even though I spent it in the military, I know a lot about it.
Yeah.
And this is the one thing that people don't know. Who's really controlling it? And they're not controlling it from the Beltway. They're controlling it from New York City. New York City is where the State Department's at. And that's outside
the
Beltway.
No, actually, the State Department is headquartered in Foggy Bottom in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, but they have an office there.
I know, they have a big office in New York, I know.
I know.
Because of the U.N., but still, it is headquartered officially in Foggy Bottom in Washington, D.C.
That's where the stock market's at. And if you can't stop them and you can't control them, then they're going to go ahead and continue on.
Now, Obama got heckled today by people who said that he wasn't doing enough.
Okay.
For African Americans. He got heckled, he got screamed at. I thought he handled it rather well. Have you seen it yet where he was interrupted and yelled at?
No, I have not.
The reason I'm bringing this up.
I'm an African American and I'm a soldier and I'm decorated three times.
I thought you had told me you were an African American, Ken, or I might not have mentioned it. And I'm not trying to just say, oh, you're black, let me ask you about a black issue either. What I'm trying to do is say he's going to have people like who are in his audience today yelling at him from every single corner of the universe. Who would you advise him to listen to first?
I would advise him to just listen to everyone and then go ahead and do like he's always had done. Show his tact, his demeanor, and his virtues, and take on anybody.
You know, he was amazing.
The
audience began to boo the hecklers. He interrupted them and he addressed one of the men directly. He said, I think you're misinformed. Everything you mentioned, I did speak about. He listed the initiatives and the statements that were issued, and the men continued to shout at him because they were probably plants. But, you know, he addressed them.
This was in Florida.
This was in St. Petersburg, Florida. Three young African-American protesters and two white women interrupted Barack Obama. It was on, CNN, on their political ticker.
CNNpoliticsnow.com. I'll see it. I got cable.
Check it out.
I would love to see that.
I think he's going to have a number of people screaming at him. And I think, Ken, we have to be a little bit patient. You know, I heard Nancy Pelosi speak the other day, and on Jay's show and maybe on this show today, I'll get to it. I don't know. But, you know, the Congress hasn't been able to do near enough. And part of the reason is because of the way the system works.
Yeah.
But if we get more than 60 in the Senate, they're going to be able to fly through a lot of things that have been passing the House but have been stymied in the Senate.
Well, that'll be good for all of us, including if we do like Jay wants to do and go ahead on and stay with Mark Udall and go ahead on and take back our congressional. To reject and go through every executive order of the past administration.
And get rid of them.
Yeah, just get rid of all
of that.
Oh,
wait till you hear about one.
Mess.
Oh yeah, and you've been in the military. You know that they can confiscate your laptop at the border now and take it away and search it, don't you?
Oh yeah.
Your iPod, your computer, whatever.
You can't really do anything overseas anymore.
It's just terrible, and we have to have a modicum of safety and security, yes. But the way these guys have been going all over the place is really truly scary. I thank you for your call, Ken.
Okay,
well,
let me get one last note in to you.
Okay.
When I was in Germany. Mm-hmm. When I was inside the service, and I'm no longer inside the service now. I'm a veteran. I am part of the American Legion. But when I first got my first hometown newspaper, the Denver Post, when I got it over Germany, and I wanted to, you know, see the news and, you know, get the coupons and all that, and I had my mother mail me the first Sunday paper, my paper was cut into Swiss cheese.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I never got a drop of news. I said, well, what was this? I never found any kind of election. I never found out nothing.
No, that's
and
terrible.
I had to write my mother back home, and I said, if I'm going to receive that, then shut it off.
They do. Thank you very much, Ken. They at least do to let the soldiers read the internet. I used to have listeners over in Iraq who listened to my show here. So I know they listen. I know they can pay attention now. And many of them are going to vote for Barack Obama. And hopefully their votes will be counted. We'll also be talking about voting stuff coming up next week on Jay Marvin's show. I'll be filling in all week. A rare treat for me and a pleasure. August 4th through the 8th, every morning from 6 a.m. to 10, I'll be with you. John Turk and I will keep that fire burning for you. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart filling in on Mario Solis Marich's show. Let's go to Ron in Littleton. Ron, can you believe 600? Do you have two drivers in your house? $601 flying out of your pocket into the oil company's coffers?
Hey, I believe it.
You know,
I think there's good news on the horizon.
What do you think that is?
Jack, hey, I got an alternative, and I saw it in one of my magazines since I'm a rail nut.
Yeah.
That they, Congress has overridden veto, has overridden Bush's objections, and then and Bush has decided not to veto it. That there's more funding coming for Amtrak and commuter rail systems.
Yes! Yes, yes, yes. You and I are both trained devotees, as you know. Oh, boy.
Well, and the thing is, and also that the railroads have agreed to not throw up delays. Like, you've heard the thing of as if there's a commuter schedule, like between your town of Seattle and Portland, they might put the train on the siding and let the freights go.
Yeah, I do.
Changing that. The freights have got to run at night now.
Yeah, good, 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 at night, good, 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 yay, 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 because that'll be much better. Now if they would just let me travel with my dog, that would be great. You have
the other thing, I'm going to bring up one more thing, Aaron.
Go ahead.
You said you're talking about milk.
Yes.
And I had a little nephew that had the same problems you had with milk.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what the great thing is? I have some friends up in Boulder, and I've become a devotee of it. Goat's milk, pure, unadulterated, pasteurized goat's milk.
I'll have to try it. I like goat cheese, particularly when it's got truffles in it, because I'm like a hog for truffles. No joke intended. But
what a gourmet you are!
I do. I don't care. I'm a little snooty with food. I don't care who knows it. I have been
milk.
Since I was
try
a giant child. I'll
but
try.
Does
it taste? Does it have an aftertaste like goat cheese does, though?
No.
Goat's
milk tastes like milk used to taste 80 years ago.
No,
it's
I like
real
organic.
Creamy, and if it's the colder it is, the better it is.
I like cold. I love cold organic cow's milk, so I'll give it a try. I'll
right,
do it.
Try organic goat's milk.
All right, I'll give it a try, Ron. Thank you. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on The Mario Show on AM 760 Colorado Progressive Talk. It's 4:31 in the afternoon, and it's hot, hot, hot. 100-degree mark hit today in the Mile High. Woo! All right, fan yourselves. Come on in out of the hot and start talking politics. What do you think of Walmart trying to inculcate and propagandize its employees? We have some new clips. You won't believe the latest ad from the web, from the McCain campaign. And Barack Obama, big to-do yesterday on all of the chat shows about, is Barack Obama playing the race card? We'll talk about how absurd that truly is. All that and more coming up on the Aaron Hart version of the Mario Solis Marit Show. It's 303-713-7600. Stand by for traffic with Scott. Hi, this is Aaron Hart. Go to Ben and Jerry's. Go eat some ice cream. Woo! I love this song. It's 303-713-7600. And we're going to talk today. We're going to talk about how much oil companies are gouging out of our pockets in Colorado. $783 we've lost in buying power. $601 have gone to, you guessed it, in two-driver households, by the way. So it would, be $300 if you're single. But you know what? It's still too much. How much profit do they need? We're talking $11.85 billion. We're not talking million. We're talking $1 billion. I mean, it's obscene. Okay, 303-713-7600. I would love to talk to you, too, about Barack Obama and why he is so much infinitely light years, whatever measure I can use, better than John McCain. And new news came out today about a new kind of solar energy that is so fabulous. It's on truthout.org. I get an email from EIN News. I don't even know how I got on the list, probably because I'm a talk show host. But anyway, they sent me this thing about a new thing coming out of MIT about a new kind of solar energy. We'll mention that a little bit later. And my brother has been so excited that he decided he's down in the bottom of the world at the opposite end of the universe in Argentina. And he sent me some Colorado fun facts today. So courtesy of my brother, Alec, who's a Colorado native, we'll be talking Colorado fun facts a little bit later in the show, too. It's really pretty funny. 303-713-7600, Pat in Broomfield. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Aaron. How are you?
I'm pretty swell.
Good.
You know me. I love to work, even if it's about bad things.
I just recently retired, so I can't join you in the love to work, but
okay.
I have a couple of things. As far as the oil prices are concerned, if we do not, as a group, as a country, stand up and start screaming and putting those who are accountable on the line, then I worry about what we ever will stand up for.
You know, I do too. And I couldn't believe the number of people when I started the show at the beginning of this week were saying, well, we should just oil drill, man. That's the best thing. And it's like, no, it's not. If you've done any research at all this week, you know
that's
that it
not
is not
answer.
The best choice at all.
I agree. And but we look at the Monkey King in Washington and all of his, you know, the flying little monkeys that spin around him, and they're so proud of themselves,
yeah.
And it makes me sick. And then I look at my granddaughter spending the weekend with us, and she's a college senior and, you know, very bright and inquisitive, and she was looking at some McCain ads this afternoon. She says, come here, you've got to see this. And they're almost comical. My husband's a Vietnam vet.
Oh, there's one that compares him to God now. Have you seen that one? We're going to play that one next hour.
Oh, I mean, it's just...
Comparison to God.
He's a clown. But on the bright side, and I really believe we will prevail, I have to believe it. I do believe it. I think we as a nation, with a few exceptions, have realized we're on such a bad road. But just to brighten up your afternoon a little bit, and talking about milk prices and grocery prices and all, believe it or not, I get my milk delivered from a local dairy here.
My sister does, too. I wish I could do that.
And it's completely hormone-free, completely everything free, in the glass bottle, to my door, and it's 75 cents less a half than Safeway. Yep.
Oh, well, you know, whenever I'm at her house, because we all drink milk like it's going out of style.
Uh-huh.
Now, we don't get the glass bottles, so I think she gets the plastic ones, which are recycled and cleaned and used again. But still, it's, you know, we get sometimes when I'm there, we splurge and get the whipped butter and cheese and, you know, fresh squeezed orange juice. And
eggs.
We just have a really good time.
Well, I've
been
doing this.
I love being able to write it down and put it in a little box. It just takes me right back to my childhood.
I've been doing this for 12 years with the same dairy, and it's a dairy in Eastlake, Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, I drink 1% milk, and their 1% milk is like everyday
whole milk.
Yep.
I know what you mean. I love it. As a matter of fact, I wish I were in my sister's house drinking her milk right now.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
It's really, really good. Although I have to say, Costco gets a pretty good brand of milk.
They do.
From
I agree. I mean, Costco... I think Costco is emerging as the working guy's savior.
The force be with them always.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I haven't bought gas anywhere but Costco for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years now.
Yeah.
And are the best.
No, and I love the way they give you rebates and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I just like, and, you know, even though I'm single, I buy in bulk. I don't, you know, I hate going to buy toilet paper every 3 weeks. Why would I want to do that, you know, every week?
Well, see, we have a great big food freezer. So I figure if it's a, you know, a whole pork line, well, what does that hurt me? I just take out what I'm going to use right away and freeze the rest.
Yep, I just break it into little individual packages and freeze it.
Yep.
So I understand
what
you mean. All right, yay! So good. So to beat the heat, drink milk. Yeah, thanks. Rick was talking earlier. He drinks too much milk, so we're saluting cows right now. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Pat, and you too, cow. Richard in Bellevue, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. I want to take you now before the break because I know you're calling from Bellevue.
Yeah. I called you the other day with the tip about the horse trough.
Yeah, and people are actually coveting your horse trough. And we all wanted to come sit in your hot tub.
You're welcome to come visit. I love my cold plunge. I'm in it several times a day.
Down in Colorado, it hit 100
It's over 100 today.
Today.
I'm actually watering my greenhouse at the moment.
Nice.
I'm on the phone with you. I produce a lot of my own food.
We want to bite you. You know what? I got the best crop. I have the best crop of lettuce grown in my little. I just have a little. I do mine in little containers, you know.
Well, I'm growing 12 kinds of citrus in Colorado.
You're growing 12 kinds of citrus in Colorado?
Yep.
Man, this is so. Okay, when I move back and get, you know, a full-time gig on the radio, whatever, I am going to come by your establishment. I've wanted a greenhouse for years.
I tell you what I do is I'm a tropical bonsai tree artist, and I sell my art everywhere from Portland, Oregon on the east, on the west east of Columbus, Ohio. I have to deliver to the St. Louis Botanic Gardens here before their Japanese festival. But I do it with citrus. I'm getting 120 citrus trees shipped in a couple of days to work with. And I harvest enough citrus to ferment into wine.
Wow.
Make my own wine. I can pick ripe citrus every day of the year here in Colorado. And people can do that in their own homes, even without a greenhouse.
Wow. Can you do them with the little bonsais, though? Do they produce fruit that you can use?
Well, yeah, but, you know, I've got bonsais that are 6 feet tall, too.
Oh, okay, because I did bonsai. I tried to bonsai one of my, I had a Himalayan pine or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't want it to get too big because those suckers can get, you know, 50 feet spread out. So I've contained it in gradually bigger containers, and it's doing just fine. It's about 8 feet tall, and it's doing great.
Yeah, and I just do this with indoor tropical plants because I like things that flower and fruit.
Oh, man, I want to see your place. It sounds fabulous.
Have well, we should do that. You know, I love your show. I like listening to you. I've heard you when you've guested before.
Great. Well, hey,
for other people.
Next week I'll be in for Jay all week. So please join us then, too. Thank you so much for your call and your tip. Man, a greenhouse. Let's everybody get a greenhouse. Start growing your own food. I know I'm probably pie in the sky, but say 303-713-7600. If there's a greenhouse company out there that wants to sell to some AM 760 listeners, become a supporter. That's how we're going to get more Liberal Talk Radio so we can all have jobs. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Mario Solis Marich. It's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Viernes Social right here, 303-713-7600. We'll be right back after we hear from Scott Boylan. Hi, this is Aaron Hart filling in on Mario Solis Marich's show. I'll be filling in for Jay all week and next week. So I'm back filling in for the boys. While the boys are away, I get to play. So, and hey, if you like what you hear, let them know on AM 760. You know that some of the powers that be do listen to you. I mean, look at Tom Hartman. He's back. And he has a pretty good show today, too. I always love Brunch with Bernie. So stand by for Brunch with Bernie, which will follow me. It's not really brunch time, but, you know, anyway, at least you get to hear him. 303-713-7600. MIT researchers say they have developed a prototype that will allow energy from the sun. Listen to this. I just have to read this again and play close. I know it's hard to hear things on the radio sometimes, but wow. MIT researchers say they have developed a prototype that will allow energy from the sun to be used to split water into hydrogen and oxygen gases. The oxygen and hydrogen will then be recombined inside of a fuel cell, creating carbon-free electricity as a power source day or night. This is the nirvana of what we have been talking about for years, said Daniel Nocera, author of a paper describing the work in the July 31st edition of Science. John Turk, I'm sorry I conflated your name with, John. But anyway, John Turk alert, I am going to send this to you and we can book them on the show hopefully next week. 303-713-7600, Robin in Sedalia. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. I haven't been to Sedalia in ages.
Well, I just moved there. I was looking at the news, AP and Reuters on Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, just a few minutes ago, and I saw an article about Obama changing his stance about drilling offshore and saying that he's wanting to reach a compromise now with the Republicans so that we don't have energy gridlock or something like that.
Yeah, here you go, second story down. It says Barack shifts on oil. Democratic says he's willing to support limited additional offshore drilling if that's what it takes to enact a comprehensive policy to foster fuel-efficient autos and develop alternative energy resources. Shifting from his previous opposition to expanded offshore drilling, the Illinois senator told a Florida newspaper he could get behind a compromise with the Republicans and oil companies to prevent a gridlock over energy. Oh, that's disappointing.
So my question is, why is it we are always compromising with the Republicans, but they never compromise with us?
You know, I don't know, but the oil drilling, I got to tell you something. He's probably reading the polls, and this is It's, most people think that oil drilling will help. It won't. It's stupid. In Congress, both parties have been fighting bitterly. He also may know that Nancy Pelosi, there is about as much a chance of Nancy Pelosi bringing that to the floor of the Congress as a snowball existing outside your house today in Sedalia. So for more than 5 seconds. So he may be taking this. It's sort of like his sister soldier moment.
Well, he's having a few too many of these for me recently.
Well, I'm not liking
it
either. I want to know more about what he means about expanded, because they're not taking advantage of the ones that they have now. You know, but he says the Republicans and the oil companies have really been beating the drums on drilling, so we don't want gridlock. We want to get something done. Later, Obama issued a written statement warmly welcoming a proposal sent to Senate leaders Friday by 10 senators, 5 from each party. Their proposal seeks to break the impasse over offshore oil drilling development and is expected, and one of them's from Florida, I think, and has been expected to be examined, I'll have to double check, to be examined more closely in September after Congress returns from its summer recess. The so-called Gang of Ten plan would lift the oil drilling bans in eastern Gulf of Mexico within 50 miles of Florida's beaches and in the South Atlantic off Virginia, the Carolinas, and Georgia, but only if a state agrees to oil and gas development along its coast. The states would share in revenues from oil and gas development. Drilling bans along the Pacific coast and the Northeast would remain in place under the compromise. Well, now, that's interesting. I'd have to, you know, I don't like oil drilling. I think it's stupid, to tell you the truth. But on the other hand, listening to this, it might be feasible. I don't like the idea of it being there, but, you know, let's face it, Virginia, the Carolinas, and Georgia may not even vote for it. Virginia might not. Carolinas might not. I hate to see the Carolinas. That's one of my ancestral homesteads. Can you hang with us, Robin? Are you still there, or did you put it on hold? Great, because I want to hear more from you, because I took up your time while I read everyone else the article. 4:53. Apparently, Obama is joining some other senators in asking for limited oil drilling. Now, all of you right-wing conservatives who didn't want to vote for Obama, you're going to change your vote now? Because he's much smarter, much better, and much faster than McCain. 303-713-7600, although it probably gives a lot of us pause. And on a day when he released this about oil companies' profits, wow, talk about triangulation. 303-713-7600. This is the Aaron Hart version of the Mario Show on AM 760, Viernes Social. Stand by for Scott Boylan with traffic. I got so excited by Friday, I forgot. Hi, Scott. More about the Gang of Ten. I've been researching it on Fox News. I have a list of the whole Gang of Ten, which apparently includes 11 now, Barack Obama. Is this triangulation? Does this upset you? It upsets me a little bit until I read that it would be prohibited on the West Coast, because that means Nancy Pelosi might even listen. You know, that's, and Mary Landrieu is always looking for a way to compromise, because her seat held in the Democrats is like by her fingernails. By the way, I have met Mary Landrieu, and I was on the same bill with her at an East Side event up here, and it was really fun. She is a wonderful senator, actually. In many ways, I'm much more conservative than I would be as a senator. Hi, Bill in Longmont. Welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. The thought of me as a senator probably just sent Mike Rosen's heart into spasms. Anyway, hi.
No, he doesn't have one, Aaron.
Oh, that's right. He doesn't have one. I forgot. So I'm not insulting him at all. I'm more like a Time Lord. I have two. He's got one.
That's right. You certainly do. You know, when people have been pushing for this oil drilling, even though they're sitting on many reserves that they haven't even used, my question is, where are you going to refine this extra oil? Because our refineries are operating at capacity,
well,
and the oil
exactly.
companies have not been
and
pushing.
And how fast are you going to get them up? How are you going to be able to do that?
It seems like a logical question, but I never thought I'd be asking it of Barack Obama.
Well, here's what they're doing. They're driving this out into the open. Here's what I think their plan may be. is to drive out into the open the right-wing reactionary Republicans who are going to look at anything, because Harry Reid's going to come back at him with Commodity Futures Trading Commission and oil speculation on limits on that. They're going to come out with green energy and money for that. They're going to come out loophole closing and to take money back from, you know, from the oil companies and the tax breaks. So that's allegedly part of what they're going to do. But you know what? They better not let them break them up into bills, because the Republicans will pull a fast one on them yet again.
I hope so. But this is the same rollover Congress that rolled over on FISA. So they'd better show some backbone.
Well, I know. And the other, it's really scary, but it's really tough to have a backbone in the Senate these days. It is, because they just don't have anywhere near a kind of majority. As a matter of fact, because of the illness of the one senator who had the brain tumor, whose name escapes me at the moment.
Kennedy.
No, not Kennedy, the one who had a brain aneurysm before that.
Oh, yeah, I know who you mean. Yeah.
He's a Democrat from the Midwest somewhere. And with Joe Lieberman deserting and with Bernie Sanders from Vermont sometimes not voting with them, they had a minority. They even had less votes. There was like 48 to 47, somebody reminded me. It's been really bad. So we'll see. I'm not trying to excuse him. I'm just talking about facts. As you know, Bill, I like to do. All right. Thank you, Bill. I'll be back in a minute with more about the Gang of Ten. I've got their names. We'll check them twice. Talk about it. Do you feel disappointed about Barack Obama? I am, but I'm not going to vote for McCain ever, ever, ever in this lifetime or the next. I do not want Grampy McSame. Back with your calls coming up 303-713-7600 on Mario Solis Maritz's show on Colorado Progressive Talk. Hi.